Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Judges chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose early and camped beside the spring of Herod. And the camp of Midian was on the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh in the valley. The Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give Midian into their hands, for Israel would become boastful, saying, 'My own power has delivered me.' Now therefore, come, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, 'Whoever is afraid and trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead.' So 22,000 people returned, but 10,000 remained." Then the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Therefore, it shall be that he of whom I say to you, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go with you. But everyone of whom I say to you, 'This one shall not go with you,' he shall not go." So he brought the people down to the water. And the Lord said to Gideon, "You shall separate everyone who laps the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, as well as everyone who kneels to drink." Now the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people kneeled to drink water. The Lord said to Gideon, "I will deliver you with the 300 men who lapped and will give the Midianites into your hands. So let all the other people go, each man to his home." So the 300 men took the people's provisions and their trumpets into their hands. And Gideon sent all the other men of Israel, each to his tent, but retained the 300 men. And the camp of Midian was below him in the valley.
Have you ever felt backed into a corner with the odds stacked against you? In situations like that, those of us who are Christians often fail to acknowledge an important truth, that God may actually be orchestrating our challenging circumstances. You may think, "No way, God protects me from such things." But maybe, just maybe, God is trying to tell you something, and He first needs to get your attention. Time and again in Scripture, we see that God uses difficulties to build faith. It's easy to trust Him when things go our way. However, He often removes comforts and false securities from our life to remind us that He alone is the source of our strength. Consider today's scripture passage. Gideon was ready to lead an army of 32,000 men into battle. However, God stepped into the situation two different times, whittling the Israelite army down to less than 1% of its original size. We may have replied, "What? It's impossible to defeat enemy forces with just 300 men. That's probably true. 300 men alone couldn't do it. But the Lord can, which is the lesson Gideon learned firsthand. When the odds aren't in your favor, don't think that God has abandoned you. Stand your ground and stay focused on Him. You'll be amazed at what your Heavenly Father will achieve.